Hard Rock Stadium. What a catch by C.J. Daniels, who makes an announcement. He's here in Miami. And Beck, one more moment of magic, puts Miami in front 13-7. That was a tight needle to thread.
Carson Beck takes the snap, reads the defense, finds the open man, and throws the strike.
Miami 27-24 winners over Notre Dame on Sunday. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Mario Cristobal. Wonder if he got any sleep, Woody. What do you think? Hurricanes head coach joins us this morning. Coach, first thing is I could not get to sleep after the game. I was wondering, did you get any sleep or did you just stay up and come into the office? Before we get going, I need to know.
You might not have slept after the game, but your ass was nowhere to be found yesterday morning, brother, because we were working and waiting for my 6:20 call, and you're laying on the beach somewhere.
Well, I was laying somewhere, but it wasn't on that damn beach. So I'll just tell you.
For you, man.
Hey, congratulations, Coach. Man, that was fun. There's so many different parts to talk about getting that win. I got to start with before that game, and you made a point and always notice that. I don't know if I've ever seen six former NFL Hall of Famers that went to University of Miami at a football game before. How great's that? And seeing all those guys, a lot of them on the sideline. And by the way, there were a lot more than just the Hall of Famers, but I saw Jim Kelly and others were there.
Again, I just think it's another sign of the progress. You know, it's because that was always a big part about what was being a Miami Hurricane. And now that, you know, our team is playing better, we're getting just better across the board, everything. Our alumni, the prominent alumni and everybody else involved, they're showing up and engaging with our players and giving them just great just pieces and bits of information and mentorship. So it was an unbelievable environment. I'll tell you what, man, and the fans just flat out brought it, brother. That was an unbelievable environment.
Yeah, and there were a lot of Canes fans too, so that was great. Hey, first of all, to talk about the Canes' physical play on both sides of the ball, both the offensive line and defensive line, we've been talking about it. You felt good about it. I think a lot of people are going, I know Coach seemed pretty jacked up. But I want to start on the defensive side. How did Moten play and Blay and Scott all play in that game?
No, the interior guys did a really good job. And it certainly was a big test. Notre Dame prides itself on being physical. And look, a lot of credit to Coach Freeman and that entire organization. They are a physical, talented bunch. And it was a rock'em, sock'em, slug-it-out game, a complete heavyweight fight. And we found our way to get more wins than not. And did a great job in shutting down their run. Their quarterback runs got us, you know, the draw lead and whatnot. But aside from that, I thought our guys did a really good job controlling the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, if somebody said you'd hold Price and Love to 78 yards total, as some people say it's the best running back duel in the college football, thought they did a real nice job. I know one guy bounced outside for a 30-yard run, but overall really took them out of their game a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, the force player is supposed to be there to create a tackle for loss, possibly, or a one-yard gain. But you know what? For a first time out, especially, you know, on a home game for a defense, always a little bit more difficult because of communication issues with noise. But for the most part, our guys did a good job communicating, and hats off to Coach Heatherman, the players, and the staff. They put together a hell of a plan, and, brother, they were swarming the football all night.
Well, speaking of a couple guys who were swarming, Mezidor and Bain, from the first snap – to the last snap, we're playing at a different level on speed rushes and just wearing those tackles out. How good was their performance overall going back and looking at the tape?
Man, a product of their just commitment every year, but this offseason in particular, it was a different level of training, of body care, of film work, mentality, and watching the film, every ounce of it paid off, man. They were relentless. They were physical. They don't get tired. They just go. And they're always around the football. So when footballs take a funny bounce like that, Bain's right there to take it. And, you know, his running back skills were fully on display.
The offensive line, especially that right side, not to take away, just talking about some of the right side of that offensive line, Inez Cooper and Francis Maui-Noah, some of those double team blocks and some of the individual blocks that they show when you need to get tough yards, very impressive. How do they grade overall?
They graded out very well, just from start to finish, extremely physical, and they chase defenders. You know what I mean? Like, the officials a lot of times like to get in our grill about, hey, you know, be careful with this and that. It might be a little bit too close to the edge. It's like, brother, we're finishing blocks. We're not trying to do anything dirty. So, and a guy doesn't get enough credit that had a great game. I mean, an awesome game. James Brockemeyer, man. He played lights out. And what an addition he's been to this program.
All right. So, you know, we're all talking about Carson Beck. I haven't even had a chance so far. I thought he was so good in that game. Made some throws, slid a little bit out of the pocket, made some great throws. Overall, what do you think of his first game with the Canes?
I thought he played a great game. I really did. You know, there were some, like you mentioned, some great throws. Great job by the receivers. Not only running routes, because I tell you, Notre Dame is hard to throw the ball against. They are really good on the back end, and they pressure you. You know, we did a good job protecting. But also great job by the receivers blocking. I mean, they're blocking, their effort levels, Carson's command of the offense, all together, man. All these guys just gelled. And Carson, you know, he just doesn't get phased at all. He doesn't. He's a great leader on the sideline, on the field. And he made a lot of big-time plays. And put us in some really good plays as well. Got rid of the football when there was pressure. He was excellent.
All right. So that catch, you know, you go, hey, you start calling your buddies. You ever make a catch like that? Go, no. C.J. Daniels catch before the half to put you up 14-7. You've seen a lot of great ones. How good is that between knowing the safety's behind you and knowing, and you're going up to get it, knowing there's a good chance you're going to get popped, even though he didn't, to concentrate and make that one-handed catch?
Yeah, great call by Coach Dawson, man. I don't know if you saw the route itself, but a double move.
Yep.
He gets grabbed. You know, our guys are getting grabbed all night and did a great job not complaining or bitching to the referees, which that's what I'm really proud of. No complaining, no whining, just play. He double moves them, right? He sticks them and goes, and it's a, you know, it's a red zone beater. They're in post safety, and the post safety comes on over, and he goes for the ball.
Yep.
Not thinking that, you know, CJ could get up there, but my Lord, I mean, he gets so he Spider-Man that ball and tucked it in, and it made the middle eight the middle 13 because we kept the ball for so long at the end of the first half and at the beginning of the second half.
All right, and that other guy. Since day one, I guess going back to spring and people going, well, it's spring football, you know, it's pretty generic. Let's wait and see. And this Malachi Toney, man, and some of the routes he ran, those in and out routes. I mean, you talk about getting separation, 6 for 82 and a touchdown. And then he returned punts for you. I did not know you had that much confidence in him for a first game out. When did you know he had a chance to be a big part of that game plan?
Oh, very early. I mean, it's so natural. Football's so natural for him. And the thing is, he's also a super invested guy. Like, he's beyond his years in terms of his investment, his approach to the game. He's in here day and night working on mind, body, scheme, technique, fundamentals. Like, he approaches a game like an absolute veteran, like a pro. And he just doesn't flinch. And you know, you got to show it in practice before you do it in a game, especially a game with an opponent of that caliber. Game day is not an experiment, man. You know, it's got to be dudes you trust that can go do it. He earned everybody's trust, and great start for him, man.
Yeah. All right. So I got to get in this whole Carter Davis thing, man. I went from not knowing much about Carter Davis to knowing a lot. A lot of people did, and your trust in him. So Coach, I'm watching this, and you guys run it three – at the end there three times to get it to the 30. And all I'm saying, Coach, I wish you'd get a little closer. Let's take some pressure off. And he ripped it right down the middle, and it could have been good from, I don't know, 60 maybe. I mean, he ripped it. Tell me about your thought on getting a little closer, or you were fine, or where did you get where you finally said, he's okay, this is the guy we want right now to kick it?
Well, there are a lot of things in mind to keep in mind. Number one was we had gone three and out a few times on the other side on offense, and our defense had been on the field a long time, so we're not going to give the ball back, okay? Then the second part, as to what we mentioned earlier, we trust what we see in practice. Carter had been nailing 50 pluses at a super high percentage. He really has. So for us, getting them to burn all their timeouts, which of course the play at the end, because one sack, they got to just run all the way back to line of scrimmage. And, you know, you basically, you cut their play count to about three when you do that, far into the game. The second part was, I mean, our offensive linemen, they're playmakers for us. Some people don't view their offensive line as that. For us, those backs, that offensive line, playmakers for us. We felt good about the calls. We felt good that we could knock them back. We came up a little bit short, but we were 7-8 yards beyond the kick line that we felt good about. So when we got there, we sent him in, and, you know, he drilled it, but he's been doing that since he got here. So we had a ton of confidence in him. Certainly would have loved to get the first down and, you know, completely just wind that clock down and get a little bit closer. But once we got, you know, inside the 34-yard line, we felt really good.
Was there any thought of throwing one, a safe? I don't know if there's safe, a lot of safe throws, but in that game, Notre Dame's so good in the secondary. But what did you think about a throw in there or throwing it? I know that stops the clock. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, with Coach Dawson, I mean, you got to trust. At the end of the day, this is a staff that's constructed the number one offense in the country a year ago and is extremely diligent and felt like it felt these were the right calls, felt really good about the entire game plan and felt this was the direction to go. And it worked out exactly like we planned. You know, we throw the ball and it gets tipped and it gets intercepted and they kick a field goal. Then you're on here telling me, hey man, why'd your ass throw the ball when you have a kicker kicking them from 50? So it's just the way it rolls, man. You got to trust what you practice. Trust what your game plan and roll with it. And if it doesn't work out, well, you know, just keep getting better. But it worked out exactly like we planned it and practiced it.
Yeah. I was just curious, overall, you had the one breakdown, mental breakdown, to the tight end out there and ended up, they end up getting a faster score than you would have liked at that point. But, how'd you feel breakdown wise? I know it was a big problem a year ago. It looked like that was the only bad one that you had. I know it was bad, but only the one?
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, the linebacker got his hands on the tight end for a second. So the safety, you know, he took his eyes outside. And so the tight end came scot-free. You know, he thought he was going to zero him up, but he didn't. And he got behind us and the quarterback found him, right? He broke contain, got out there and threw it out to him. Aside from that, the 30-yard run that bounced, you know, we're supposed to have the nickel. He's the force player there, setting the edge, and he got washed all the way inside. So really good block by them, and again, not being assignment perfect by us. Aside from that, man, there might have been some here and there, but overall, tremendous communication, playing hard, physical, running of the football, playing with better hands, much more physical on the perimeter. I mean, that interception, Damari Brown.
Oh my God, great complete play!
He's a nightmare to block out there. He's a 200-pound corner that's, I mean, the guy's explosive, and just that ball just bounces all over the place. And again, Bain chasing the ball. Good things happen when you chase the ball.
Yeah. By the way, you talk about not giving up on a play late in a game. And then, like we talked about, the motor running on those two defensive pass rushers at the end of that game, they were just unblockable. Matter of fact, the only people who knew it more were those two tackles. Like, it was like they didn't touch them. They just inside, outside, and you get them to force it. You get another 10 seconds off the clock there. It was just fantastic. Hey, the number one stat nobody talks about, you don't turn the ball over at all, and yet your defense gets two takeaways in the game, which ends up being huge in that game a year ago. Notre Dame was so good at that stat.
It was the number one priority for us. They had forced more turnovers, created more fumbles, and had the highest plus turnover margin in the country. And you said it, man. We hung on to that thing, kept it high and tight. We forced two, one of them ending up in a field goal. The other one, obviously, we botched the field goal. The snap was a little bit wide, the holder could not handle it. But that part right there, that changes games, man. You know what? They led the country in block kicks as well and in fakes. We had a great plan against their fakes. We were able to nullify them actually running their fakes because of what we had in the game. And at the same time, we from a punt standpoint, we schemed it up where everything, I mean, I won't get into detail about the schematics of it, but we prevented ourselves from any type of negative play in the and besides the muffed snap on field goal.
Mario, winning that game has just got to do for your confidence and for you guys to come back in And I know it's a different, completely, you know, different competition this week. It's still a game. But just the confidence of playing a team that was favored to win the game in general, one of the top teams in the country, it's got to do unbelievable things for the start, for the confidence for your team and your coaching staff.
Probably the biggest thing is the acknowledgement that if we just continue to get better, just a little bit better every single week, just keep identifying the things that we got to improve upon, and we really are intentional and come to practice with a purpose and get that done, brother, we can have a special season. But it's got to be real, and you know it will be real. I mean, you know, today, you know, the happy moments in the locker room, by the time you get to meetings, man, it's on, right? And it should be, right? Because you've got to make sure your intensity is dialed right back up, right? That you're never, ever going backwards. So, but I think I do have confidence that this team and this staff, they get it. They're very driven, and they allow themselves to get pushed. And as you well know, we're going to push.
On top of all that, the recruiting aspects of it, I know that's kind of the part behind the scenes, and obviously it becomes a big part, as you saw in that game, how important it is to still have great recruiting classes. Did you have a lot of guys in for that game?
Yes, it was an absolute – it was a mob scene of high-level elite talent. So throughout the weekend, after the game, all day, all night, yesterday and today, there are still more people in town.
Wow.
So, yeah, things like that. And I think this is what's really big, Joe, is they all had an opportunity to feel that game day environment at Hard Rock. They had an opportunity to be there for an orange out in a top 10 battle and watch the Canes play a really strong brand of football and the progress of our team. So let's just keep getting better. But certainly part of it is stay relentless on recruiting, because a game like that, even though it's just game one and you still got a lot of stuff to do, it validates a lot of the stuff that we've been working on and that what we've been preaching since day one. So let's just keep going from here.
Well, a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff. A lot of guys got in on the rotation as well. So, Coach, congratulations. Thanks for coming on this morning. I did sandbag you yesterday, but thank you very much.
I'm glad you got your beauty rest, brother. God bless you.
All right.
Hey. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Mario, I'm at that age, man. Man, you get a little older, you got to get that extra sleep. All right. I want to thank Mario Cristobal for coming on. It's been a little bit of time. As you can tell, he's jacked up, and it's just the whole thing. The win, recruiting just sets you up for a lot of good things. Still early in the year, but great start for the Canes.